Welcome to the Career Accelerator, the podcast where corporate managers will find tips and tools to deliver results through others.
How well did you generate business results through others this year? Today, I will provide three sets of tips on how you can assess your 2023 performance. I'm your host, Percy Cannon. In our last episode, I shared the top three messages I took from the excellent book No Rules, Rules by Netflix's CEO Reed Hastings with Aaron Meyer. The first one was build up your talent density. Employee quantity is not the way to assess your talent strength. What counts is the quality of the people on your team. Number two, err on the side of providing feedback above, below, and sideways. Start with one baby step. Take the initiative. Ask to receive feedback from your employees. And the third one was treat others the way they, not you, want to be treated. Become aware of the way you treat others and decipher how each person wants to be treated. Switching to today's episode, I want to give you a head start on analyzing how well you generated business results in 2023 through three key audiences: your team, your colleagues, and your boss. Let's start with generating business results through your direct reports. Unlike individual contributors, who mostly deliver results by themselves, you, as a people manager, are largely dependent on the business impact generated by your direct reports. I suggest you rate yourself high, medium, or low in the following three areas. The first one is set clear expectations and goals. Three questions. First one is, did you set clear goals at the beginning of the year, both in terms of business results and personal development? The second one is, did your direct reports understand the connection between their goals and yours? And the third question is, did you establish a process where progress towards their goals was reviewed frequently and where adjustments were made when there was a need for them? The second set is to empower and develop your team. First question, did you provide your direct reports with the tools, resources, and training they needed to excel in their roles? Second one is, did you delegate frequently based on their individual capabilities to encourage autonomy and decision-making within their roles? And the third one is, did you reward them for their achievements and provide constructive feedback when needed? And the third area of generating business results through your direct reports is to foster vulnerability-based trust and collaboration. Three questions for this area. The first one is, did you establish a culture of trust and open communication with each direct report? The second one is, did you create a collaborative environment where team members can share ideas, expertise, and best practices to solve problems and develop innovative solutions? And the third one is, did you address promptly and constructively the so-called elephant in the room? Those difficult issues that are obvious but are being avoided by the team? Don't be shy about the quantity and quality of the time spent coaching your direct reports. In my personal experience, first as a people manager and now as an external coach, the ROI obtained through working and developing this audience is extremely high. The second audience to look into how you generated business results in 2023 is through your colleagues. As a team member, your objective should be to ensure alignment on the few important collective priorities that the team will pursue and the role that each person will play in delivering such goals. As with the previous audience, rate yourself high, medium, or low in the following three areas. First area is to build collaborative relationships. Three questions here. How well do you know your colleagues? Can you hold open and productive debates on important decisions to be made? And are you proactively seeking ways to contribute to the success of your colleagues' projects? The second area is to encourage a culture of accountability. Three questions here. Did you finish your meetings with clear commitments on who does what and by when? Were you clear on the interdependencies you had with each colleague? And the third one is, did you provide constructive feedback to your peers when a deadline was missed? And the third area is to promote a positive team culture. Three questions here as well. Were you and your colleagues aligned on the team's top three core values? Did you and your colleagues live and breathe those values? Second question is, did you and your colleagues treat your team as their number one priority ahead of their individual functional groups? And the third one is, did you celebrate both individual and team successes, acknowledging and rewarding contributions to business achievements? Delivering results through your colleagues is not easy. You have to fight against the prevalent silo approach, where team members prioritize individual objectives over collective ones. High-performance teams do the opposite. They make the goals of the group top priorities and contribute to the overall success of the organization. Last but not least is generating business results through your boss. This was probably the most difficult audience for me in my early years in the corporate world. However, it does not have to be that way for you if you work in the following three areas. Again, rate yourselves high, medium, or low in each of these questions. The first area is understand your boss's goals and priorities. Three questions here. Did you help your boss shine by exceeding his performance goals or over-delivering on a key corporate initiative? Next one is, did you hold regular one-on-one sessions with your boss to track results, align expectations and priorities, and make course corrections? And the third one is, were you familiar with the company's strategic objectives and how your role contributed to achieving them? Second area is, align your work with company objectives. Did your projects and daily tasks directly contribute to the overall business goals? Were you able to clearly map the connection between your initiatives and the company's long-term vision? And were you able to impact both the top and bottom line results of your organization? And the third area is to provide clear and actionable updates. Were you able to feed the lion during the year? And by feeding the lion, I mean using data and metrics to frequently demonstrate to your boss the impact of your work and to highlight your achievements. Did you show a sense of urgency to address those internal and external challenges faced by the organization? And the third one is, did you seek your boss's help when needed? Building a strong working relationship with your boss is crucial for success. Understand their communication preferences, seek feedback, and show a genuine interest in the overall success of the organization. Become the person whom other senior managers would like to incorporate into their teams. Summarizing, in 2023, how well did you do at generating strong business results through your three key audiences, your team, your colleagues, and your boss? Use the set of questions I have shared to gauge your success. With your team, did you set clear expectations and goals? Did you empower and develop your team? And did you foster vulnerability-based trust and collaboration? With your colleagues, did you build collaborative relationships? Did you encourage a culture of accountability? And did you promote a positive team culture? And with your boss, did you understand your boss's goals and priorities? Did you align your work with company objectives? And did you provide clear and actionable updates? Take note of those areas where you scored yourself high, so you can leverage them in 2024 and beyond. Likewise, choose one or two of the low ones and work on improving in those areas next year. Leverage the script of this podcast to make it easier for you to assess your scores. In our next episode, I will provide more tips on how to accelerate your career growth in 2024. Like what you heard today, please rate, subscribe, or follow this podcast and share it with your coworkers and friends. This is Percy Cannon, working to help you make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Thank you for listening to the Career Accelerator, the podcast where corporate managers will find tips and tools to deliver results through others. Stay tuned for our next episode.